Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An escaped murderer who had been on the run in North Carolina is back under arrest. He was caught along with a woman who police say was helping him at a hotel outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. Audrey Richardson works at that hotel. She says there was nothing suspicious about the couple.
Checked him in and there was no problems or anything like that. So, and you know, I'd seen him a few times and everything like that.
Now, Ramon Alston fatally shot a one-year-old, police say, back in 2015. Donald Trump holding what his campaign said was a news conference at his New Jersey Golf Club on Thursday. He used the event to mock his November opponent.
Kamala Harris is the candidate of the forces who want to destroy Western civilization, but most particularly Israel and Jewish people.
His running mate J.D. Vance will be talking about crime in Milwaukee today as Kamala Harris unveils her economic agenda in North Carolina later this afternoon. It includes a proposal for no tax on tips and new rules to prevent price gouging at grocery stores nationwide. This is ABC News. TikTok's now pushing back after new court filings from the Justice Department arguing the platform is not protected by the First Amendment. The video sharing platform trying to fight a law that will force its Chinese owners to sell it in the next few months. An alien invasion at the movies this weekend. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Run.
Will people run to the box office for Alien Romulus, the seventh film in the Aliens franchise, which dates back to 1979? This one, a standalone movie that doesn't tie into the others, and it's looking to make somewhere between $30 and $50 million this opening weekend. That's a wide margin, but tracking has been rather unreliable this year. Whatever the case, it should be enough to beat Blake Lively's It Ends With Us in its second weekend, and Deadpool and Wolverine, which has been number one for the past three weekends. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Baseball Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg now says he is cancer-free. The longtime Chicago Cubs second baseman announced 7 months ago he had been diagnosed with prostate cancer. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is asking a federal judge not to impose any changes at Wisconsin's youth prisons after a counselor was killed earlier this summer. Evers tells federal judge James Peterson the conditions at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are slowly getting better. Republican lawmakers are pushing Peterson to give staff more leeway to discipline inmates. Microsoft is increasing its footprint on the former Foxconn site in Racine County. Stuart J. Wattles reports.
The company this week purchased an additional 70 acres of land in Mount Pleasant for almost $13 million. The latest acquisition brings their total land ownership in the area to over 1,200 acres. The tech giant's $3 billion data center project is expected to create more than 2,000 construction jobs by year end. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich out for the year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Christian Yelich undergoing season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee.
It just got to the point where it wasn't getting better. Tried everything I could. Ran out of options, and it came time to make a decision. This was the best option, you know, that we really had left.
The 32-year-old Yelich making the announcement last night on social media. Meanwhile, the Brewers able to put together an eighth-inning rally to beat the Dodgers 6-4 to split the four-game series 2 games apiece. Reese Hoskins and outfielder Garrett Mitchell.
Garrett had a really, really good at-bat to give us first and second and then really put the pressure on with the tying run at second base. You feed off each other when you're doing that, and I think we are able to put it all together there in the eighth inning.
NFL, the Packers joint practice sessions underway today in Denver, a chance for quarterback Jordan Love to work with his long list of receivers against the Broncos defense.
We have a real deep, you know, receiver group, which, like I said before, is a good problem to have.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight into tomorrow. Otherwise, today, mostly cloudy with a high near 80 this afternoon. 64 tonight, 78 tomorrow. Sunday will be partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of all the best people who could be in a second Trump administration. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning.
Oh, I like that. Nice and heavy. Hit it.
Doesn't this music get you in the mood?
It does.
I just love our playing music. That's Todd. And we'll talk about him a lot today. And he likes that too. But
well, we should.
Yeah.
Todd brings a lot to the table.
He does. Yeah. Yeah. And coffee once in a while. Hey, just by way of introduction, you've been on here before. And of course, we broadcast 97.9 WGBW here in Green Bay. But 98.3 WISS, and that's where you hail from.
It is Berlin, Wisconsin, where inception was little WISS, and I started my radio career there.
I always forget that because yes. I worked there too before I worked for it again.
Yes,
and you were you on that in that little brick building?
I was. Okay. I was a 16-year-old little punk and just was hungry for radio, and I wanted to run Milwaukee Brewer games with Bob Uecker, and they gave me a chance and spun some records, literally spun records.
Yep.
So Heather Heil, and we'll get to what you're doing now. I mean, I think everybody knows you are the development director at the Children's Museum. We'll talk about more of some of your goals that you're working on, but thank you for being here today. John had something come up, and I called you, and you're like, You radio people, and I think it's cool. It kind of gets in your blood a little bit.
Absolutely.
It would be like us politicians. If somebody called me and said, hey, I can't make this talk. Would you do it for me? I had a guy in Atlanta one time. I can tell you this, Todd. Economic development, which is kind of, you can say it's unique
sexy
to every. But you can say it's unique to every district, but it really
it isn't.
And it's really housing. You need housing. You need commercial development. And he was in Atlanta, and something came up in front of mine. He goes, can you come down and give the talk for me? I'm like, yeah. And it was, I loved it. And it was great.
Do you have speeches like pre-written where you kind of go into a drawer in your desk and you're like, okay, this is for economic, you pull one out, or this is for the death of a loved one, you pull that one out?
You do not.
No, I don't want to say that, but there's just some three or four points that you got to make. And now I can navigate through that. I just want to say this Atlanta trip was, so the guy called me and said, hey, look, Atlanta, I can't do this. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Well, Atlanta, and it was some guy from not Health and Human Services. When I was working on the Homeless Coalition, so he's some development guy, and we wanted to talk about housing. Anyway, Atlanta owns their airport, so the mayor sends it, like when you get off the plane, you don't get off the plane, you go off the side door down onto the tarmac. Police escort to go to my hotel.
Wow.
Some of that's a little bit showing off, though, which is cool. We're going 90 miles an hour, and I'm like, dude, I check-ins at 3, but anyway.
I just think there's something so special about walking off a plane on steps and walking onto the tarmac.
Everybody else goes in.
Just Jackie Owing and like, hey, like it's so amazing.
Everybody else goes into the gateway, and then they took me back. I guess back to when I called you last night, and, you were like, yeah, I can do this tomorrow. It's a little bit in your blood. And I tell you, I got a daughter who, if somebody indeed did break their leg in theater and called her, she loves the theater.
Yeah, would do it.
On the stage,
when
just
you
singing.
Find your lane of what you love to do, you can just pick it up and go.
Yeah. And what's cool about that is it's available to you, and you may not be able to make a good living doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I mean, you've got another job, but you love radio, and then there's people like Todd who are really good at this that make a living. But even that theater, it's tough to make a living in theater. You really, that's why community theater is so important. And even if you get a good gig in theater, like out in New York, that show is going to eventually close, and then
you got to move on. So it's important to support your live arts and do those things, yeah. Which, you know, I just start them at an earlier age and get them into whether it's radio or theater or do those things.
And you do that. Hey, anyway, thank you for being here. Heather Heil.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
And you, like I said, you were at WISS.
Mm-hmm.
Did you really work with Bob Uecker?
I just ran the board. So okay. He did the Brewer games, and it was a piped in feed to WISS with all of. So they still do that now,
yeah,
right,
that's,
Todd?
That's what it's like, yeah. Except now computers do your job pushing the buttons.
Oh, yeah,
and
so
all
we actually had little commercials that we had to plunk in and you're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
So, for instance, we play the Brewers on WISS. It's all done by computer now. There's not somebody sitting there and doing it.
So you were...
I was board operator, basically. I was the board operator to work.
That's how I started, too. But here's the thing. You did get to spin some records.
I did
get to screw up on the air and learn from screwing up.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You know, queuing up the records. And you would always be like, oh, Brewer game's done early. Yes.
Or you weren't paying attention and not ready. And,
yes,
oh, my God, Brewer game's done early. Yes. And you're running around.
I always have a record queued up and ready to go.
That's cool. Well, again, thanks for being here. You're going to be here for the next 3 hours. And we got a great show. I know I texted Sister Todd. I should text this to you last night. But Fridays are Mark Hewson from Bell and Sports Medicine.
Oh, good.
It's going to be a different conversation because, you know, John and I are high BMIs, overweight, and Mark's always giving us advice. You are in great shape. So this would be a little bit different conversation. And it's going to be you and Mark against me. So
I don't think so. I think I just represent a different voice this morning. So I will a different perspective.
Right.
So I'm excited about that.
Not just one of the three old white guys in here normally in the morning. Right.
And then we have, of course, Officer Craig coming in. And
yes.
You know a little bit about this. We can talk. Like I said, Mark Hewson, I think a lot of our listeners know. He's great with Bell and Sports. And Officer Craig's coming in.
Yeah. He is Green Bay Police Department. And Bay Police Department this morning in this rain is out at Duncan, and they are on the rooftop raising money for Special Olympics. Yeah. So they're going to talk a little bit about what they're doing out there and why that means so much to them and why it's important to do it.
Right. And then Fridays is always, we love every day here. Right, Todd?
Sure.
But Fridays is cool because the last hour we kind of dedicate to the arts and music. And we have this, Mind in the Music series. And that's brought to you by the Heights, you know, right down here. Used to be, Oxford's, and then there was something else, and now it's the Heights. Great food, the best service you're going to find in Green Bay. And then we have Zach, what's his last name, Cleveland?
Cleveland's, and he's so cool because it's going to be an acoustic kind of thing.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, he's got a big mustache, and just he's got a great personality and stuff. He'll be great. Of course, Dennis Peters will be joining us for the music segment as well.
I am excited. I have not met Dennis yet.
What?
So I cannot wait to finally shake his hand.
He's great. I mean, he's great, and I can't believe the number of people that he won a Whammy Award. You know?
I saw that. Yeah. Yes,
He's the best vocalist in the state of Wisconsin, and he's very, very, very popular. But one of the most humble guys.
Oh my gosh!
Meet.
Yeah, but they put on a show.
Yeah.
I mean, really put on a show.
High energy.
So well deserved. I love that for them.
He's kind of one of those people where he's so kind and giving. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You want to be more like that.
Yeah.
You see him on stage and he's cool, and you want to be more like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's just. Oh, great! I can't wait for that.
We went to his wedding. That was fun. I mean, we became kind of friends with him. You know, I mean, I just got to know him a year. Well, how long has he been coming on? Anyway, and the glam band is just high energy. Mm-hmm. It's just fun to see with people my age, your age, even younger. He just puts on a great, entertaining show. Yeah. They talk very little. It's just a lot of music, and I love that.
Jim, what happened at his wedding? What did you do at his wedding?
What John did.
No, no, no.
He went and
there
was a buffet line.
John goes
up to the buffet line. And you know, at weddings, you kind of go through a buffet line at a wedding and you kind of sit down and then you have dinner.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it, right?
I don't know. Well, I'd go back for another plate.
Well, he did. He was the only one. I'm like, so he went back and.
Did he get a new plate?
Or no,
did he
that was the other thing. No, he took his plate and then just piled it up with pork chops or
but
whatever.
That's John. But that's John. What did you do, Jim? Because you had something stellar happen too.
What?
He had a drink in his hand for literally 30 seconds and he dropped it and broke the glass.
Oh, yeah. Well.
And then John was giving me a hard time because he's like, oh, now everybody knows you're here. You know?
That was the plan. I have arrived.
Right. That's yes. It really did fall out of my hand. There was no alcohol in it.
I've got a photo of him standing there watching the person cleaning it up.
People down there with the mops. Yeah.
And Jim's just kind of standing there.
Well, anyway, it happens.
And then Dennis, the glam band, of course, he's mm-hmm. a lot of friends who are musically inclined. So that was kind of the entertainment. It was awesome. So anyway, that'll be fun to talk to him. All right. He's coming out, and Zach claims, I don't know him, so that's going to be fun. These people come in here, and they're unbelievable musicians. And I think Green Bay is getting better at showcasing these startup or these smaller things. We've got, you know, back in the day, it was all coffee houses. But, you know, the Tarleton Theater, mm-hmm. he's been on our show a number of times. But, you know, you really can't start at the Meyer. I mean, that's 1,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
And then, of course, the Widener is 2,000. Even in Oshkosh, you know, we get down to the Grand there once in a while. And it's, what, 600, 7, 5, 6, 7? Anyway, that's a smaller mm-hmm. venue. But still, you still need a place for like 30 people.
Yeah, to do that. And Green Bay and proper is getting better these, you know, the restaurants that are bringing in. I saw last night, was driving home, and at L'Aviv Tavern, it's not a tavern, it's a little winery in De Pere. They had live music. The doors were open. They hold maybe 30 people.
Right.
And it was just so cool to me.
And then you talk about, do we have the talent here? I mean, did you get the Mile of Music this year?
I did not. I was out of town.
Unbelievable.
But yes.
And that's all original music. Now, granted, mm-hmm. they're from all over the place, but there's a lot of talent here from Northeast Wisconsin. And Appleton's, they know what they're doing when it comes to...
Yeah, bringing in the table. And even...
and talent. They have a lot of those small venues, mm-hmm. Restaurants, bars, acoustic guitar guy playing there. Yeah, they...
Well, they do it everywhere. I mean, you can be on the bus and someone is playing, and they've
done it right. We can all learn from each other,
mm-hmm.
but we can learn from Appleton and Oshkosh. Oshkosh, man, they put on some huge events. I mean, everybody's like, oh, yeah. They had this soccer tournament, mm-hmm. not soccer, volleyball. Was it volleyball or badminton?
Volleyball.
Anyway, mm-hmm. They had 3,000 teams.
Wow. Not people, teams.
Teams.
That came into play in the tournament.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they had the Christian Music Festival, which is absolutely
Life Fest. They just did that country festival a couple weeks ago.
41. Yeah, I think
Crossroads 41. 41.
Right.
Yep. They can accommodate that. They can do that. And it's going to be a huge asset when this draft comes of that people that stay there as well.
Did you see that in the paper today, Todd? Oshkosh knows how to handle big events.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, they had a lot of events, but their downtown is awesome. But anyway, they are renting RV spots where the AA $175 a night.
That's it?
I don't know, man. $175 for
is
an
that
RV.
That's a lot.
Cheap. That's cheap.
Okay,
I
was going to say that's cheap, right?
Okay.
Do you not think that's cheap?
I do.
I do. You don't, Jim?
I don't know. I think. Well, it's not like you're getting anything.
It's a place to sleep.
Yeah, it is.
You got your RV. Hey, okay. We're going to talk about the NFL draft a little bit more. But, yeah, Heather Heil in the house for the next 2.5 hours. Thanks for being here, Heather. This
Absolutely.
Is going to be fun today. We got a great show coming up. Stick around. This is Mine on the Mare.
Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing. And the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend and access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk.
All right, welcome back. Kind of Elvis Day in a kind of a sad way. He died today. In 1977.
Yeah. I am a big Elvis fan.
Are you?
I am.
Frank Hermes, who...
Hermans,
whatever. Let Me Be Frank Productions is, you know, obviously impersonates Elvis. And I'm sure he's having a bittersweet day today, but...
I'm a fan, too.
Yeah, there's actually, right now, and I went and saw it on Wednesday night, up at Peninsula Players, they are doing the Million Dollar Quartet show, which has Elvis at Sun Records and that, like, epic recording with... Elvis and
Johnny
was there.
Carl Perkins,
yep. And the piano player.
Yep. Floyd Kramer.
Nope. A whole lot of shaking going on.
Oh yeah,
Buddy, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Boy,
so man. it's a great show going on all weekend, and I don't know if there's tickets available, but great show.
I don't know how old you are. Were you around when he passed away?
I was not.
Okay. Jim, do you remember the day he died?
I was thinking about that this morning, or last night, I guess, when you sent me this. I do, but I was, was I 11? No, I was older than that.
You told me there'd be no math.
11? I was 7.
No, so. Okay, wait, was I 17 then? Anyway, let's stick with the no math. Anyway, I do remember my mom talking about drugs that day.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's what she decided to talk to you about that day.
No, she just mentioned that. Didn't he die of drugs?
It had something to do with it.
Yeah,
and
but
she just thought that was so sad. And I don't know. That's all I really remember. Like, we didn't listen to Elvis in our house or anything. We were kind of barbershop music. But how sad that was.
Wow, I just find that fascinating. Where were you, Todd?
I remember it like it was yesterday. We were out camping in a camper, Jim. I don't think we paid $175 a night, but we were, and we had gone out as a family for a hike, and we were coming back, and we were walking through the campground to our camp place, and all the radios were on, and all you could hear was,
this news just in, Elvis Presley dead at the age of
King has died.
And I remember
my
sister was crying, my mom was upset, you know.
Well, I mean, think about what he did for the music industry, and wish he would have been happy. I really wish he would have been happy.
Yeah, and obviously that kind of runs in the family, you know, with his daughter gone and all that kind of stuff, so.
But we got his roller coaster.
We do, and isn't it roller coaster day today, too? Yeah, like, coincidentally or something?
But it is.
It rained last year, too, on this day. I just remember. But, yes, this is, that was Elvis Presley's favorite ride down in Memphis. Mm-hmm. And I remember we went down there to look at it, to buy it, and went to Graceland and went to his mansion, looked at his plane and all that. But anyway, and talked to the mayor. But he would, you know, had a little bit of money, but he would just rent that and ride it all night with his friends.
Yeah. How great is that for him?
Yeah. And that would be fun. I mean, that's only, a minute and 40-second ride, but they just constantly
over and
run
over
that, right.
Do that in Memphis. And now it's here in Green Bay at our Bay Beach. How awesome. TCB, baby. TCB.
Anyway, what a loss. What else is today? Rum Day.
I love rum.
I know you do.
It's like my day.
How do you know that?
It's Elvis Day. It's Rum Day. It's Roller Coaster Day. How do I know that?
How do you know that she loves rum?
Because I am friends with Heather on Facebook.
Yes.
And I see her at tastings and all that kind of stuff.
I am a part of the Green Bay Rum Society, which you can follow on Instagram if you are not already. We have a rum society. We have a rum distiller in our community on Paradise North.
Actually, he was on our show one time. Remember his packaging? His packaging is awesome.
He is so
cool. That stuff looks
like
Stoli's. It's just the glass with really simple labels.
Mm-hmm.
I like the packaging. I don't really drink. But so how is rum doing? Is it? Are we is it a thing?
I'm going to tell you
it's a thing.
That I'm going to say this very like loosely, but it's kind of an underground thing right now that is, it's going to be here before we know it. And that excites me so much. There are rum bars in big cities. We seek really? Them out. Rum drinks that are amazing. And there's just such misconceptions about, and I don't mean any disrespect to anyone who drinks normal grocery store rum, but there's a lot of sugar and coloring in the, and that's good. And it has its place, but there's a whole nother world. And in talking with the Green Bay Rum Society, this guy has about 200 bottles of rum in his collection from all over the world. So
really?
It's amazing. And the sugar cane and all of the interesting things with that you can have in these drinks. And Paradise North, I'm going to tell you, it's worth the trip.
Yeah.
And their drink
menu. That's right
menu
by Bay Beach.
Is,
tell
yeah, it's
where
by
it
Bay
is.
Beach.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. No, he was on here and just has some, like I said, I just think he's got a nice business going. I didn't know rum was an up-and-coming drink. Or,
it is.
Or alcohol,
and I am
going to
tell you
source.
As well, because I know that our community is trying, and I love this so much. My rum drink is a Mai Tai. And if your Mai Tai says that it has pineapple juice or orange juice in it, don't drink it. It is not a true Mai Tai.
Well, look at this. What is a true Mai Tai?
So, yeah,
it will have the lime juice in it. I don't have the exact recipe for it, but those old recipes are but they will not have those juices in it for a Mai Tai.
But do they put in that little umbrella?
They can. Some people do. Some people put the fruit in there. Yep.
That's how I can tell. You know, you talk about sugar and coloring. It's also Kool-Aid Day.
Oh, of course it is. I loved Kool-Aid as a kid.
That's the bomb. With, and yes. The pitcher, we had the Kool-Aid pitcher, you know, with the guy.
Yes,
you know,
of course that's, you did. The big red guy and the whole the little packets. And tonight, more sugar, more sugar, more sugar.
You know what? That's amazing how much of that that our parents let us do that. That's all sugar.
It was like
a packet and sugar, just.
Yeah, can I have a soda? No, go make some Kool-Aid.
Yeah, we weren't allowed soda. We could have one a day, but my mom was cheap, so she bought Weiler's. Do you remember Weiler's?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jim, Weiler's? Or your family had money, so you bought Kool-Aid, that's
yes.
right.
I don't know.
I know what we were
I'm trying to think. I've heard of it, but that was those kids down the block. No, I'm just kidding.
Mom, how come that family drinks Weiler's and doesn't have a pony?
Gosh. There's so many flavors of Kool-Aid, too.
I know. Love it. Love it. Kool-Aid's awesome. And then did you make the Kool-Aid ice cubes?
Oh, of course you did.
And put the popsicle sticks?
Yeah, put some popsicle sticks in there. I used to like to make, when you would made it right away to have the glass. Like, I didn't like it really cold. Like, when you first whipped it up.
Really? You didn't like it cold?
No, to do that, I thought it was really, a slushy would be good. Yeah, all of that.
Kool-Aid's awesome.
Now I want some Kool-Aid.
Now, look at the day we're having. Is it, Todd, it's kind of blocked out. Is it roller coaster day?
It is roller coaster day.
That's unbelievable.
I know. Elvis passed away today in 1977.
And here in Green Bay, we have his roller coaster, and today's roller coaster day.
Yeah.
And she likes rum, you like Kool-Aid, and it's also Bratwurst Day today.
Man.
I love Bratwurst. I should grill some out tonight.
We can put that all in combination, and we will.
Now it's a party.
It is.
Yes.
But then it ends with Elvis died in 1977. But
wait, there's one in there that we're missing. Tell-A-Joke Day.
Oh, yes. We are going to get to that.
Yeah.
Today is Tell-A-Joke Day.
Do you have some jokes?
You know what?
Okay.
I would be...
There's your answer, Heather.
Todd sent something last night. Did you read what he sent last night?
No,
about,
I didn't.
Okay, humor in the house. And if you would call my kids who are, you know, older now, and ask them if there was humor in the house, was your dad funny? They would say he wasn't as funny as he thought he was.
Oh, I love that. I think I'm hilarious,
boy.
Too.
I do.
I feel that.
And I would say to him, look, you guys, this is my best stuff.
But right. John and I have this conversation after every show.
Mm-hmm. Like, but actually, I find humor in the fact that you find yourself so funny.
Right, right.
Yeah, anyway, but there was, I know, Todd sent something like this, and I think it's really true that where there was humor in the house, and even these stupid dad jokes and stuff, They felt a closer relationship over humor versus this, you know, discipline. Anyway, we got a few jokes we'll bring up. We're going to also ask our listeners to text in some of their favorite jokes, but we're going to get to that later. We're going to be right back. This is Heather and the Mayor, and thanks for joining us. We're going to be right back in 3 minutes.
How about that?
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Another good day on Barrel and Block Cheese in Chicago on Thursday. That might be a signal of what's to come. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, yesterday and today, the cheese markets are in some critical territory as far as price is concerned. Cody Koster, broker analyst with EverAg, explains why we're at a critical junction.
And the significance of that is the last time we have seen this was beginning of May of this year. And on the fourth day, we completely crashed in price and kind of, you know, drifted about a dollar lower on the average. So it's going to be a big day today and tomorrow. If we can hold this $2 average for the whole week, it's going to be the first time since pretty much the end of 2023 that we're going to have a full week in the $2 range in cheese. And technically speaking, that's going to be a little bit more of a bullish sentiment going forward.
Cody Koster, broker analyst with EverAg. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained 8.5 cents to 225. 40-pound block cheese was up 7.25 at 210. Double A butter gained 2.5 cents yesterday at 314.5 per pound. We'll see if we can hold on to it today. The rest of the market's coming your way next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
I'm afraid the grain trade's not doing as well as dairy this morning. December corn's down 3 at 394. November beans are down 7 at 961. September wheat's up a penny at 529. The September Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 15 cents right now, 2220 a hundredweight. Finished beef steers yesterday in the equity barns, 178 to 193. Holstein steers, 160 to 177. The cows, 114 to 130. Holstein bull calves were bringing $500 to $690. Heifers, $160 to $400. And those beef cross calves, $740 to $910 on the day. There's your quick market update on a Friday. I'm PM Yankee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight into tomorrow. Otherwise, today, mostly cloudy with a high near 80 this afternoon. 64 tonight, 78 tomorrow. Sunday will be partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
And now for the Pella play-by-play, I'm Jeff Levering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow.
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules.
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal, 0% interest for up to 60 months with no money down in equal payments.
That's the ball game. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS, where the fans own the team. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah, all right. It's actually Heather Heil and Jim Schmidt because Johnny's off today. And thanks again for coming in here. This is going to be fun. You are a... you're not a novice. I'm the novice. You're an experienced radio person from back in the day.
A jack of all trades, master of none. I'm kind of, I just love the community and I love to serve it and have fun. And so thank you for welcoming me back.
If the money was right.
Oh, if the money was
would
right.
Would you be back?
Yes. You know, no one grows up and says, man, I'd like to be a fundraiser. No one in their right mind. And that's what I do for a living. So people see me coming and they're like,
I know.
Okay, what is she going to ask me for
exactly.
now? Money.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, because there are so many needs in this community and I will be a voice piece for them every single time.
Yeah. I will say it seems to me that there's a lot of fundraisers going on because there's a lot of need.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't
there
know.
Is.
It, but the need, even though we raise funds for it, it doesn't go away. You know what I mean?
No.
Like we've had people in here from the autistic, from the CP. Just we've had a lot of community people in here who are deeply committed to the social fabric and the safety net of Greater Green Bay and Oshkosh and Appleton. And they'll raise money, whatever, $50,000, $100,000. Sometimes it's a capital campaign. It doesn't end what they're working on.
Right. So the events and all of that stuff, and honestly, fundraisers would love to not have to do any of those things. We just need that money to help further our mission.
Right.
And we want to have fun parties for you and to do that.
Right.
So if you can help anybody to further their mission, please help
them
out.
And we're talking at break because Heather's working on a fundraiser, as am I. She's with the Children's Museum. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that later in the show. And I'm, of course, at the new community shelter. But, you know, to ask people for $100 or $200 is people are pretty good about that. But if you can tie that into an experience, that's fun. We have a huge bowl-a-thon coming up where we sell all the lanes. Todd, actually, you bowled in that last year.
Yeah, when is that coming up again? Do you know?
Yes, it's the first Saturday in November every year.
Wow, is that long ago?
Yeah, that was.
Well, in November is going to be like, I'm already at the museum planning Christmas stuff that's happening. And
right.
I mean, I'm texting with Santa already going, hey, when are we coming to the museum?
Hey, hey, hey.
Yes.
Is that guy the best?
That's
who you want to get
really
on.
Good. Yes.
When they call in, we're gonna have some kids call in here and we're going to get Santa in house.
Have you been a good little girl?
No, I have not.
I know. I see everything.
See, Santa's watching.
And Jim, you just sit there and be a good boy for a change.
I'll try, Santa. I remember I went to a wedding in, I don't know, I guess it was December. And Santa was...
I got to say this. Two things Jim always does. A wedding or a funeral. And sometimes it's even Santa's funeral.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know if you heard that.
No, I did not.
No.
Skip.
We'll move on.
Yep.
Because
hard
the kids
pass.
Are, yes, no. What is that? It's hard stop. Yeah, but no, we're not going to do that. But I really did do that.
That's Jim's circuit right now.
Yeah.
I'm like on just the wedding circuit. You're on the yes.
I went to a wedding and we went to, you know, that lull between the wedding and the reception, that 2-3 hours, which now they make you fill it in with, you know, music and a different reception and wedding. That's why weddings have gotten so expensive. You know, weddings, just, I want to get back to my that story, but weddings are more expensive today than they were even 20 years ago. Because you know why? In the old days, you would maybe marry the high school sweetheart. But now, like, you might marry somebody from a different state or
There's travel in my case,
a different country. So you have to have a meet and greet. Those aren't cheap because it's
no.
all hors d'oeuvres and an open bar. But so you got to have a meet and greet. And then you have, that's like on Friday. And then you have the wedding. And then it's very common to have like a brunch on Sunday.
Afterwards.
Wasn't that fun last night? And, you know, then thank
gift
the bride
opening,
and groom.
Yep.
Well, not really the gift opening.
But it's a brunch.
It's just, yeah. But those are fun. I mean, I actually, so weddings have gone from like this, you know, mass, a lull to a dinner to a 3-day event.
Well, and what I don't understand is also they are doing destination bachelor and bachelorette parties. How are you affording this?
They're in, and my kids,
Nashville. I was so poor.
Nashville's huge. Laura just went, actually the wedding I went to last weekend, my daughter was in it, but they had the bachelorette party in Miami. Miami's not cheap.
Listen, I'll tell you what.
How?
If I spent money to go to something like that and be a part of it, because if you're part of the wedding party or whatever, you've got to pay your own way, right?
Yes.
If they didn't stay together for their entire life, I would be so ticked off. Like, I mean, I'll come, but I'm going to sign some paperwork. If you guys divorce, you owe me the money.
Yeah, you have to like, do this for this destination.
Yeah, or at least.
It's just a lot.
But if they work, I think they're worth celebrating. So I went and Don and I were like, oh, what are we going to do? So we went to this mall and stood in line to talk to Santa. And he said, oh, you know, and I told him who I was because I wasn't in town here. I told him, Mayor Green Bay. He goes, okay, well, Mr. Mayor, what would you like for Christmas? I said, anything, Santa? He goes, anything. I said, a new city council.
Yo. Wow.
I did.
And
he laughed. He laughed.
That's the best joke I've heard all day.
He did. And I gave a pen. So anyway, it was
of course
he
did.
Anyway, that's my experience with Santa. But yes.
We got a text this morning. Can I throw this in here real quick?
Yeah.
A couple of texts. First of all, Chad says, tell Heather I said hi, Chad from De Pere.
Well, hi, Chad. Good morning.
And rest in peace to Greg Kinn. Age 75, the breakup song, and Jeopardy, this guy passed away.
Oh, yeah.
And also, did you see that Peter Marshall passed away from Hollywood Squares?
He did.
Oh.
He was a little bitter, though, wasn't he? Some guy that didn't like Hollywood Squares kept kind of trying to ice him out?
Well, so here's what happened. I actually know this story, Jim.
Okay.
So after Hollywood Squares had their big run in the 60s and 70s, they brought Hollywood Squares back in the early 80s and teamed it up with Match Game, and they called it the Match Game Hollywood Squares Hour on NBC. They brought back Gene Rayburn from Match Game, the iconic host.
Yep.
But they did not bring back Peter Marshall. And not only was Peter upset about that, but Gene Rayburn was upset about it. The thing lasted like only a few months because it was absolutely horrendous. And then they brought it back later on, of course,
well,
with Tom Bergeron.
Didn't let them drink and smoke on the 80s version. Of course, it's not going to. So they weren't ever drunk, but they were
on. I don't know about that.
I don't know about the not drinking. I think they had a green room between tapings. You know, they taped like three, four
shows. That's what I loved about those early episodes and watching back. I'm like, they are absolutely sauce.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. And Mino actually, we talked about this last night about Peter dying. His real name is Peter Lecoq. Did you know that?
No.
No.
Yeah, apparently his son was a player in some sports.
Good thing he changed his name.
But still, they didn't invite him back, and he was just hurt about that.
I would be better, too, right? You're part of something that huge for that long.
Yes.
And then they don't invite you in.
And it was like the producer guy that he was. Anyway.
And do you know who they brought in as the host?
Who?
Remember Bowser?
No.
From, what was that group? Jim Bowser from Sha-na-na. They brought Bowser.
Really?
In. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
John Bauman was the guy's name.
Yeah.
So now you know what I do in my free time. I watch game shows.
I guess. Okay. Sha-na-na. That was.
That wasn't bad.
I know. I liked it.
She's laughing over that. Anyway, Sha-na-na was. I saw them live. They were in at the Brown County Arena before. Mm-hmm.
Man, so many great acts at the Brown County.
I know, right?
Elvis was there.
But that was a bomb. My sister-in-law went to that show. I mean, he was.
We have such a greasy audience, and especially we'd like to thank our sensational guest star, Miss Rita Moreno.
So, do you remember the song that they played at the end?
That's a good song.
It was the creepiest show on TV.
Wow.
It was really creepy.
Sounded like it. And what show was that?
Sha-na-na. They had a show, you know, back when everybody had a variety show like Sonny and Cher, Dottie Marie. Yeah.
Wow.
Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Yes.
Oh, everyone obviously did have a show, though.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we're going to get to the tell joke here, but that's a special day, but... We always give a couple shout-outs for birthdays.
Oh, who do we have for birthdays today?
You can read that.
I can read that. I'm looking here. Because
I don't know any of these people.
How do you not know these people?
Because I get teased all the time. But
Madonna?
I do know her.
Okay, yeah.
She's Madonna
66.
Story.
I know. So does Todd.
Yeah.
You know that story.
I do know that story, yes.
Yours is better than mine. Mine's not really a Madonna story.
I don't remember when I told you that. But
yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Kathy Lee Gifford. You know Kathy Lee Gifford. She's 71 today.
Who,
Kathy Lee?
I know she, who she is. Regis and Philbin.
Yep.
Yeah, or whatever.
Regis and Philbin.
Or whatever that was.
James Taylor, my friends, turned 71. Taylor.
He's been here. Great show.
So good in concert if you ever get the chance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's just, and he, it's kind of him, right? Just sits on a stool. Is it?
Yeah.
He does, and he storytells.
Like, right. He's got great
he's
backup
really
singers.
He's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Funny guy.
Steve Carell from The Office and other stuff. 62 already?
Yeah, I know.
Now,
he
just
looks
wait,
great, though.
Who
he's
was
like getting better with age.
Who's like at The Office? Who
he was the lead guy. Lead guy.
Oh, okay.
40-year-old virgin.
Michael Scott.
Right? Yeah.
All right. Okay, I know who he is. It just The Office. My youngest daughter, who is assistant publisher in New York now, but she watched The Office, and she I didn't think it was very funny. And
oh, I love
she,
The Office.
Oh my God!
But love now,
let me tell you something about The Office. I was looking into that. And we would sit down there, and she would laugh. And I'm like, that's – people who laughed at The Office have a higher IQ than those
that's
who don't.
That's correct.
Yeah, it is.
That's true. I looked
true.
It up. So, well, and she just, really – she was a writer. She, she and but I just remember when she was younger, and she would really think that was funny. I'm like, Laura, what am I missing? I didn't – anyway, so.
It's inappropriate humor that is not – normal in an well, it might be normal in your office, right. But it shouldn't be.
Pretty witty,
and it's so clever.
Right, clever,
and everybody so clever. Everybody had a very distinct character.
Yes, the
and
character
there was always one of those people in your office.
Yes, I have them in my office
yep,
now.
Exactly,
you have them in your offices.
But
yeah,
she. It just, so we were at a Packer game, and the bigger guy,
Kevin.
Kevin was in, and he was there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
He has a chili cookbook.
He was on the field, and we were walking around, and she goes, oh, my God, that's whatever his name is from The Office. I said, we want to meet him? She goes, no, Dad, no, no. She was pretty shy. I went over there, and I said, hey, Schmidt, and this is my daughter, one of your biggest fans. They took a picture that ended up on his Facebook.
That's cool.
Swear to God.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
He was so nice to her, and he was sometimes, John always gives examples. He'll say to somebody, could I interrupt you for a second? And you already have, you know, that kind of stuff. But this guy was so nice, put his arm around her. And so anyway, I would have walked right by the guy. I didn't know who he was. But anyway, it's that's when I think of The Office, I think of two things. One is that great experience my daughter had with this guy. But the other thing is that more smarter people find humor in that.
I didn't know that. See,
that's true.
That
I would have figured that, though, wouldn't you have?
I would, because, it, like I said, it's really clever. And I will, that's my, like, go-to show if I actually have time to sit at home and, like, turn TV on and just be like, okay, what's on?
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, Office. Boom.
Yeah.
All right, back in the day, 2001, 2, 3, 4, whatever, when I would be stressed out. No, I want to tell you something. When I was stressed out over campaigns, which are the worst, and they're actually worse today than they were back
then.
But they were. My sister sent me a VHS all SpongeBob.
And that was your, like, like mindless, just watch the SpongeBob?
No, I've advanced a Family Guy now.
I've never seen SpongeBob.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Seriously?
I mean, little clips and pieces, but nothing else.
That
Family Guy's good.
And Family, that's my thing now.
Oh, to watch. I haven't seen those.
We took a flight one time, and I love those where you can pick out, they have like 130 selections, you know, and you know, that and a glass of wine and maybe some Ambien. Anyway, I was take the edge off.
We got to talk off the air.
Donna's watching this, like, you know.
Remember that drug talk your mom had with you?
No,
were
didn't
you
work.
Listening?
Elvis died on the stage, Jim.
Elvis.
Anyway, I just watched Family Guy the whole thing. It was just hilarious. And just episode after episode after episode. And it was just, that's my kind of go-to. I got to get out of this world.
Just to take you away. And I love that everyone kind of has that mindless TV show. Do you have one, Todd, of mindless
It really
TV?
Is game shows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a match game. I'll throw that up and watch a couple of hours of it.
Yeah. That's
no doubt.
Okay, a couple more birthdays we should knock up.
Angela Bassett is 66.
Okay, let's
Jane.
Just don't rush over her.
Sorry.
Who is she?
She's great. Great actress.
Help me through.
She was in Waiting to Exhale was one of the movies she was in.
I'm not picturing her.
She get a...
I'm just getting ready for break, so.
Oh, okay, sorry. I know.
This is her song.
Do we know this? Yeah,
Angela Bassett knows this song.
Yeah.
All right, and then the other... This is the best thing that happened, though, today was The Wizard of Oz premiered in Hollywood.
Such a great film.
We got to talk a little bit about that when we come back. We're going to be right back. This is Heather and the Mayor, WGBW.
And WISS.
When you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby. I don't know.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
All right, welcome back. This is Heather and the Mayor.
Yeah,
Heather.
It is. I'm here. I'm large and in charge. Welcome to Friday.
Large and in charge. Okay.
Okay,
anyway,
back to real.
We were talking about Angela Bassett. And
I had to look her up online because I wanted to see who she was. We know who she is.
Yes. She's 66 today?
She is. Let me look here. Yep, 66 today. She was in Black Panther, Waiting to Exhale, and she played Tina Turner.
Okay, yeah. Tina Turner. So we had the Heather Heil of the Botanical Gardens on here, mm-hmm. the development director.
Yes.
And besides all the, gazillion flowers they have out there, they have some shows.
They have the concerts that are awesome out there.
Well, anyway, they had Tina Turner out there. Did you go to that?
I did not
to
that. I have not made it one. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a huge Tina Turner. And she, the lady who played her wasn't Angela Bassett. I don't know. But great, wearing the gold, doing the dance, and
everything.
They're
really great singers.
Yeah,
Elton John was just there.
They have some
great talent out there. Look that up, and it's a good thing here
that's
to do in Green Bay. Okay.
All right, and then before we went to break, we were talking about this day in 1939, Wizard of Oz premiered.
I can't even imagine when that premiered, people watching that and what they thought, because it's still so iconic now to watch that. I remember watching that for the first time as a child.
It was not well received when it first came out.
No.
People did not like it because it's different than the books, right? But we said it the other day that the special effects for not having anything back then, mm-hmm. I mean, they literally made the tornado out of gauze and tape and had a trough of dirt that they mm-hmm. were throwing up. You swear when you look at that, that could be a tornado in the background.
Right. And honestly, that started my obsession when I watched it with weather and tornadoes and the whole Twister phenomenon and all of that. I just really was fascinated with that.
And the whole I go off on these things that I get excited about, but when she opens the screen door to go in the house mm-hmm. and it flies away, how mm-hmm. do you pull that off? How do you pull off that window coming and actually hitting her in the head without seeing anything, right? Today it's all computerized. Mm-hmm. Back then they actually had to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's the staying power. And I like when you look behind the scenes. And
I do too.
And mm-hmm. again, back to my daughter who liked the Office. She's we were talking about the Wizard of Oz. And she was kind of young, grade school mm-hmm. young, fifth, sixth grade or something like that. And I'm like, hey, the Wizard of Oz is, let's just go. What's on tonight? Let's watch that. She goes, oh, that's so political.
What?
Oh, the gold standard with the gold run and then the Tin Man being labor and really got behind the scenes. And
is that true?
I don't know.
There's some truth to it. And if you go see Wicked and stuff Wicked's very great.
Okay.
And a different look at the whole story.
Yeah. Wicked is we like theater. We mm-hmm. went to see that down in Chicago. That is great. And get this, this is a true story, Todd. You'll like this. The guy who
versus he tells.
I want you to sign an affidavit to that.
Far be it for me to be a name dropper.
Right.
I met the guy who does the special effects for Wicked.
Oh, cool!
Very popular. Yes. No, I swear to God. And guess how I met him? And he gave me his card. He goes, look, if you're ever in New York, you want to go see Wicked, call me. And he goes, you can look me up on the web online or whatever the web.
this internet thing, Jim. It's this whole new thing.
You can look him up on the World Wide Web.
www. Yes.
I love that. What's your
HTTPS.
That's great. We've had people on here who've done that. www.
Are you kidding? Okay, that's really
dot, good. www.
I met him in, where was I coming back from? Anyway, I was in the Delta Club, mm-hmm. You know, when you go into the free drinks and food. No, I was up
Delta
there
Club.
And he had a cane and I was sitting down eating and I said, hey, look, and he was getting some food. I said, look, can I carry that for you? Cause he just, it wasn't like I saw his ticket that said first class. It was just, I was just attracted to his, you know,
his cane.
And I said, can I help you?
Such an interesting man.
And he said, right? Well, isn't that nice of you? And I said, yeah, I didn't sit with him. And, then that's what I did. I said, I was out visiting my daughter and he's like theater. I said, we love theater. I actually, for a guy that kind of ran a sports town, I love theater. Then he told me about it. He goes, I'm special effects director for Wicked.
That's really cool.
That is cool. So if you guys are going to see Wicked, call me. I'll call him. He was super nice. I never took him up on the offer because I've seen him enough times.
To do
I don't even know if Wicked is playing in New York still. Anyway, we went out there and saw Notebook, which you guys got to go see.
Notebook
that.
Is good.
And
okay.
That lady just died, huh? Who was like in Notebook?
Who died?
The lady who,
like in the movie or in the theater?
She's like 90.
Gina Rowlands.
I don't know. She's like 90. Yeah, she just died.
Gina Rowlands.
You
star of the Notebook, dead at 94.
Right. That is a great. Obviously,
no, that's a great
movie book.
Never
but
saw
it's
it.
A, really?
Oh yeah. So Gina Rowlands, for those that have seen the Notebook, is the woman who has dementia in the movie. So she's the one who he's trying to bring back as they're talking through Allie, the old version of Allie in that movie.
And that is now a Broadway play in New York.
It's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Okay. Worth going to see. I love that.
Anyway. Okay. So we talked about, you know what we didn't do?
What didn't we do?
The weather. We
have weather.
About,
it's rain, but it looks like the sun's coming out right now.
I know.
So tell me what's happening with the weather.
Oh, I got a wedding in Door County. I hope this
wedding.
Oh, a wedding.
Yeah.
Any funerals this weekend, Jim?
I feel like this should be a game.
No, next Friday, though. Hey, you know
let's get it sponsored.
Yes.
Is Jim going to a funeral or a wedding this weekend?
No, next.
We should keep track.
Get this next weekend, though, this funeral. You might go to that. Do you remember that guy in Green Bay? He ran the United Way forever, and then he became that male nurse, and he wrote a book, gave talks.
Sounds like a drunken dream.
No.
Not ringing any bells.
Anyway, his funeral's Friday. Okay, aww. All right. I'm just...
Well,
anyway, he gave I had him come to the city hall and give talks to our employees. But anyway,
fun fact from Nancy of Green Bay, Gina, that we were just talking about, is a Wisconsin native.
She is?
Yep.
Wow.
And going back to, we were talking about Peter Marshall's son, Peter LeCocq, his son played baseball with the Kansas City Royals.
All right. Hey, so thanks, Terry. We're talking about famous people from Wisconsin. She would rank, now she's not Liberace, but she would rank, and she's not Tony Shalhoub, but she would rank pretty high.
I agree.
That's
wow.
pretty awesome. I mean, that was a great, great movie.
I kind of want to go down a rabbit hole now. Okay, focus. Here we are.
Oh, my God. Okay. It's like having Mino and the mayor right in the studio with
you
this morning.
Like,
thought we had the day off.
Yes. Sorry.
Here's me this morning. Oh, this will be a smooth show today.
Heather, she'll be kind of quiet. We can run. We can take care of this.
And she just took the detour.
All right. So what we have to look at something?
I was just going to, like, I wanted to find out more people from Wisconsin that were, I feel like there's more connections than we realize.
There are. We talked about that. Although Green Bay hasn't turned out a lot of people.
Well,
sports
let's get
people,
on that.
But we got to get on it.
Really quickly, right. Jim, remember earlier this week I said that Wizard of Oz actually premiered in Oconomowoc?
Yes.
Okay, the reason why is one of the Munchkins who played the coroner was from there and suggested a small market showing would be a good idea.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah.
I love
Wisconsin
that.
People.
I got an Oconomowoc story when we get back. All right, we're going to go to break real quick here. Heather Heil and
good
the
morning.
Mayor in-house.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers is in the guest host chair at our replay of a great interview with Kelly Call and Sean Hannish of the new film, Just a Bit Outside. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of bug tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bugtussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bugtussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bugtussle. You should too.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.